time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and I am so excited because tonight we're going to face another topic, another issue that is facing the hip hop community. But before we get into it, I want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for allowing us this platform that we can come together collectively as a community to express our thoughts as it deal with fashion. As it deal with expression, as it deal with culture. In this business of music, Lord, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, as I say, tonight we're going to cover the topic about stigmas associated with hip-hop. What are the stigmas associated with hip-hop? That's the main subject. It's fair to say that hip-hop is definitely a culture. I would say it's safe to say that it's our voice of expression. It's about our clothing, what we wear. It's our swagger in the way we walk, the way we act. It's a accompaniment of a whole bunch of things, and it's really a part of our lifestyle. That's where hip-hop has always been, and it's kind of evolved into our lifestyles. Now, with that said, if hip-hop, this is my question, if hip-hop has a powerful voice, which I believe that it does, it's a strong force, it's an entity to be reckoned with. It's a strong, powerful movement. But the point is, what I'm making here tonight is the stigmas associated with it is not necessarily what's going to help keep and maintain this genre's momentum. And tonight we want to talk about it. We're going to bring in Shabadoo. Shabadoo, we're going to open up your line. Shabadoo is from the hip-hop community. He's actually associated through the old school methods, and I'll let him tell you who he is. Shabadoo, you have the floor.
Hi, I'm Shabadoo, and it seems that I am now becoming a perfect family member of the station, but delightfully so, I must add. My history dates back to circa 1971 from Soul Train, and then on becoming an original founding member of the legendary first professional dance troupe, The Lockers, and then departing from that group and then embarking on a solo career in the late 70s and then on through the 90s and starring in Breakin' 1 and Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, that's really made me a global dance star, if you will.
Okay.
And I must add, I'm also a doting grandfather and a father of two.
Oh, congratulations, my man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Especially about the grandfather thing. That's welcome to grandfatherhood.
Yeah, yeah. That's another show. Yeah, that's another show. The hip-hop grandfathers, but that's another one.
Hey, that sounds good, man. I won't lie to you. I like that. Seriously, I really do. Go ahead and give us your opening statement on what are the stigmas associated with hip-hop as you see it today, from the way you see it now.
Well, I think it's pretty clear, and I think it's apparent that one of the major stigmas with hip-hop is the thuggish view of what this art form and culture is really about. I think it's taking precedence over the artistic elements that really hold it together because of the Hollywood community that have chosen to focus primarily on gang activity or gang affiliations, drug use, abuse of women, the denigration of women and children, and bullying, thievery, you know, murder, mayhem has all been associated, I think, with hip-hop today. And I think that's the stigma that we need to get over. And I have some very clear-cut ways in which we probably do that, and we'll discuss it later.
Okay, I appreciate that. Area code 609-802, please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Yeah, this is Charlie Buick. I'm calling in from New Jersey.
This is Sean Buick.
Party? Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing today?
I'm all right. And yourself?
Doing great, brother.
Good. Yeah, I heard the topic of stigmas and associated with hip-hop. I mean, you know, the gentleman that was on before me, he pretty much summed it up. And, you know, it's sad because people really don't understand the origins of hip-hop and, you know, where hip-hop comes from and why it was created. You know, hip-hop actually, you know, started, we all know the history, in the Bronx in New York. And what that did was it was an outlet of creativity in a positive form, you know, to basically dissipate all the gang activity that was going on in New York. And it was positive. Hip-hop was about dancing. It was about expression. It was about art. I mean, there's so many things associated with hip-hop, and it's a form of poetry, and I think people tend to forget that. You know, I mean, music is art. You know, poetry is art. People get caught up in, you know, certain individuals, certain artists telling their story or their perspective of the struggle, and people tend to forget that hip-hop hasn't always been about the struggle. I mean, you have different genres in hip-hop. You have genres where back in, I'm going to say, because I've been around since then, I'm going to say 80s and 90s, it was more about uplifting, and it was positive and political. And then you had your party scene, you know, late 80s, 90s. So, you know, it kind of disturbs me, you know, that a lot of people tend to, you know, associate hip-hop with nothing but violence nowadays. I mean, everything about hip-hop is not violence. People need to do their research and understand the origins of hip-hop, and maybe they appreciate it from all angles. I mean, in Japan, they're still breakdancing. They still really honor the culture and practice it over in Japan. Hopefully I'll get there one day. But I definitely see that.
I'll say this. I agree with you that there is definitely a positive side of hip-hop. But unfortunately, the one material was getting highlighted. It's highlighted because it's the predominant view of it. It's the global view of it. Mm-hmm. I agree with you that there is definitely a positive scope of hip-hop, period. But what we're looking at is the global scope of things that we're getting this stigma, and it's hurting us. It's hurting our genre, because I'm going to tell you, there's money to be made in certain areas where we're not, we can't even open the door at because of the stigma. We'll get into that in a moment. Here's my lady of the hour, Butter. Twyla, hear you.
Butter. Hello, everybody.
How you doing,
Charlie? How everybody doing?
That's doing great.
What I was going to say is that it is I remember hip hop of yesterday, and it was good. You know, it was great. It was great. But right now, like, what is hip hop showing now? Like, what is positive? Who would you say who's promoting the positive of hip hop? Like, where is it at? Because I'm curious. I don't know. I don't see it.
And I'm definitely.
I mean, I hate to say that.
I'll be getting into some of the ones that are, but mm-hmm. at the same time, the name that I will say is mm-hmm. brand new to hip hop, and then you got to wonder, is he the poster boy to making everything else look bad. Not by his intention, not by his intention,
mm-hmm.
but by the powers that be's attention.
But you ever notice, Poetic, let me say this.
What's that?
I ever notice, like, they come in positive, and, you know, they be positive, and they you know, they ain't sending no negative messages or nothing. And then before you know it, they done changed over. Like, how many times have we actually seen the artist come in and change mm-hmm. over? I've seen a lot of that. And
we
it's like, what is
that? We're going to ask that question across the board and see what everybody else thought. Because I agree with you on that. That happens a lot. A lot.
If I could speak, I totally agree. I totally agree with her because there's a lot of exploitation.
Sean, before we get it, I got to bring everybody on the panel. And then we're going to get into it.
Okay?
Raw Dog, this is my brother in the cut, the one who's been holding it down with me and keep this thing going. Raw Dog. Welcome to the show, brother. What's going on?
Well, I've been listening to the, you know, and you made a statement that just kind of hit the nail on the head. You said globally. Well, you mm-hmm. know, hip-hop is alive globally.
Mm-hmm.
We in America are just saturated with a bunch of crap. See, there's money to be made in this, but in the United States, we have a saturation of wannabes. We're using all kinds of language. You know, hip-hop has been broke down into, what, categories? Hip-hop, gangster hip-hop, you know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The underground. Okay,
mm-hmm.
well, so now two-thirds of that, they're going nowhere. Face it.
Yeah.
The other third, they're making money all over the world. See, small minds are limited. And that's what you have working in hip-hop now. Young men aren't thinking globally. They're thinking neighborhood, regionally, state. But they're not thinking global. People that hear hip-hop may not understand English, but they can dance to it. Now, what is the purpose of music? Now, one of the greatest hip-hop artists could give you the line, and guess what? He didn't need the music. You ever listen to Martin Luther King?
He was a hip-hop artist?
Hey, if you listen to it, you can put a track behind that, an instrumental, and he flows. But he had a point in what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was motivating, uniting, giving a mantra thought that people could pick up. They didn't have to remember every line. He gave them a hook. Great people don't have to have the music and leave the message for the purpose. The other group is not looking at the dance floor needs to be full in a club. The club owner will play you all night if he can get them out there sweating. They buy more drinks to cool down. But if you're going to bring something regionally to the wrong district, you're not going to be appreciated. So think globally. Think about hip-hop globally. You know, artists are working all over the world. We just don't hear about it in our neighborhood because we're not looking far enough to really follow to see where they've gone or what they've done. So that's my opening statement about this because hip-hop is doing good. It's alive. But
boy,
if you're
it's
going to
be a good show.
In the bucket where the crabs are and try to say this is hip-hop, no. Hip-hop is making money.
We're going to address the topic that I'm going to say the question that Twyla had, and it's positive artists that starts off with a positive vibe and Sean, you were just about to face, and then I'm going to Shabadoo. You said that you had to agree with her. Why the agreement, and what's your thoughts on it? Hello?
Yeah, no one knows who you're asking that. You said Twyla, and then you said he.
No. Sean. It's Sean Buick, right?
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie B. Oh,
yes.
Okay, Charlie.
Yes.
Okay, Charlie.
No, I totally agree with her because one of the things, I mean, no, I'm an artist, and one of the things I've always disliked for quite some time, and I've always avoided in my music is the exploitation of women. It's just too much. Mm-hmm. It went from, you know, the uplifting of women to just pure exploitation. I mean, it's to the point where I don't like listening to the radio. I don't watch videos anymore. I used to do that. But it's to the point where it's just ridiculous. It's preposterous. And it's like that's what hip-hop is reduced to, drugs, mm-hmm. guns, and women. And I'm just not about that. I'm in a different direction. I'm more about respecting women and talk about the positive things in life because that's what we should do. You know, like Raw Dog had mentioned, a lot of the problems with our people and in our community is that we don't understand our history, we don't understand our roots, mm-hmm. we don't understand those who struggled before us to put us in a better position, and yet it's like we're going backwards. It really is.
I agree. Shabadoo, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'll weigh in with this first statement. You know, as they say, all paths leading to hell are paved with good intentions. And I think the underlying meaning of that is to have good intentions is not enough. You need follow-through. You need follow-through, you need direction, you need real leadership. And when the gentleman spoke about Martin Luther King, I think he spoke to a very specific contingent that is deteriorating the culture, and that is what the you know, some people call old school, I call true school. True school is what makes us, you know, dynamically different than what young kids and young people are doing today is, you know, we had something to say. We were motivated by that. We were motivated by wanting and desiring to better the human condition and the human experience. And that's what Martin Luther King was about. It was about experiencing being a human and living in this life at the highest level possible. And that's what, in a lot of ways, I think that was, you know, Afrika Mbata. I worked with Universal Zulu Nation, with Lord Yoda X and J.C. Thompson. We're putting together the Hip Hop Hall of Fame to begin to align true history. Because you have a lot of these history revisionists out there that are sucking the blood out of the culture, you know, interjecting themselves into the culture when, in fact, they were not in the prominent positions that they say that they were. And the Hip Hop Hall of Fame Museum that will be opening in New York at some point in the near future will help to clarify some of these issues. Now, when you have the fragmentation that we're experiencing that's causing this cooling off of the love of our fellow brother, and the cooling off of the love of our culture is due to the fact that we are not in alignment with the history of how the culture was birthed and why it was birthed. I think Afrika Mbata, I think the Black Spade and that gang in New York was able to turn that whole concept around and say, listen, if we can pull together in this way as a gang, why can't we pull together for our youth in a positive way and take a negative energy and turn it to something positive. And that began the birth of hip-hop as we know it, conceptually and spiritually speaking. Now, it's always been great dancing in our neighborhoods, in poverty-stricken ghettos across the United States, from Chicago to New York to L.A., what have you. We've always had great music. We've always been great at art. We've always been great dancers. We've always had all those things. But it was as Lord Yoda X says, the overstanding of how to pull all of that together, which was key. And that's gone. That's gone because we relinquished our power to Hollywood that redefined us as a bunch of wild, uncontrollable animals, and that will be more than willing to turn on ourselves for a buck. We turn on ourselves. We will eat it. We will kill each other to make it. We'll do whatever it takes to make it. They will start to promote a proliferation in hip-hop, gangster rap, this kind of rap, this kind of... You know what? Back when it started, it was just called rap, and it should have stayed that way. But when Hollywood can break it down to ingredients that they can control and be able to dictate to us how it works, it walks us down this path of stigmatism that says, okay, everybody who drops their pants down past their booty, who carries a gun in their belt, who has all the, not the women, but become women. Women have been reduced to bitches and all of that, and we buy those records because they're saying that stuff about our people and our mothers and our sisters. We have done that. Now we have to take blame for ourselves. We have to say, you know what? The reason that this culture is deteriorating is partially, and for the most part, our fault. We stood back and allowed another group of people to redefine us, and that's our wrong. And so I have been, fortunate enough to have the opportunity to have lived a long and fruitful life within street dance and hip-hop for the last 40-some years professionally. I'm fortunate. I realize that. And what I want to do is say, hey, look, in order to overcome these stigmas, we must first be educated. We must first put the love back into the work and appreciate other people's success. You can't be a success now. As soon as somebody sells a record now, we want to hate them. Oh, they suck. Or, they're no good. Or we want to put them down. And you notice other groups, other ethnic groups, they don't really do that. You don't see Koreans turning on each other. You don't see the Jewish community turning on each other. You don't see any other culture or group of people turning on each other at the same rate that black people do. And it's painful to say.
Shabadoo.
Yes.
Do you believe we're turning on our culture by pointing out that it is a stigmatism that we're creating?
The stigmatism is causing an acute symptoms in us. The stigmatism is just a kind of a viewpoint, that a third party has about us. We don't view ourselves as a stigmatism. A crazy person doesn't know that he's crazy. The people around him know that he's crazy. So we, in the culture, this is the part of the denial going on. We don't know that we have these stigmatisms, and but there are some who are enlightened. There are some that, like this gentleman, I believe his name is Charles. Charles knows, and he sees it. He sees that it exists. But if you talk to the ones who are actually carrying the stigmatism, they're like the walking dead. They don't even know that they're dead. They're just walking around mindlessly, copying people that they see on YouTube, and doing whatever they think, the next hit record is going to do, it's going to get the next woman or what have you, but they don't have any direction, any sort of cohesiveness to what they're doing in their careers or perceived careers. So,
let me say this to you. Okay, I hear what's being said, but here comes the issue. Well, just like Charlie B knows, when he went in the studio, it was a musical production. It was a production that was going to make money. We now have computers, damn near in everybody's house. So what you've got, and what I want you to remember, where you're hearing a lot of this negative hip-hop music, they call it underground. You can produce it in any teenager's house. So what they're doing is just like, well, Shabadoo, when we were young. And you remember how they used to pass around the dirty books? You know, hey, man,
yeah.
I read this dirty book. Here, check, read it.
Oh, you're talking about Jet?
No, I said dirty books. They had paperback dirty books. You read stories.
Oh,
yeah,
girl,
play
boy.
Okay, but
you know, hold on. You know what? Before we go any further, I understand what you mean, but I have never read a dirty book in my life. No.
Well, okay, but most have.
I'm still in.
I'm left out.
I know.
Most have. But listen, whether
you
read one or not, they were available and they ran in the underground of the young teenagers. And okay, you never saw one, you never passed one. I'm okay, well.
No, what I'm really saying is I've never admitted to it.
Okay. So listen. Let me take you down the road of why America is saturated with this kind of stuff. These young folks are doing it at their homes inexpensively and producing it, and they're selling it through the underground. See, we talk about how we're hearing this music, but technically you can steer away from it. The hip-hop market that's making the money are some of the underground because they're selling it through little outlets, and they're letting everybody know, and, hey, okay, it's got a good beat. They're not copyrighting it or what have you. They're just making money under the table. They have a computer. They have a program. They're doing it. They can get a beat off of different sites, and we get submissions here at Hip Hop National with the tags where they stole it from the person that made it. And these kids are passing it around. They're putting their lyrics, not the industry's lyrics, their lyrics. And so what America has is the saturation of young folks hustling money in a different way. Don't let your mom and dad hear this, but here, check this one out. Just like the elders, and I know you listen to Moms Mabley, I know you listen to Richard Pryor records. So, okay, you listened to with a group of people that was your age. You didn't sit with your mama, your grandmother, anybody else listening to it. And, you know, you pass it on to your friends. This is the underground. This is gangster.
Now, I agree.
There's a market.
With what you're saying,
we can't stop it. That's just like satanic music.
It's not a matter of stopping it. It's just a matter of awakening them and enlightening them over the fact that if they keep on doing what they are doing, and if you want to if you're looking for worldwide,
listen,
you're trying to get
the word because they find out they're censored.
You're trying to get into commercials. You're trying to get into the carts that they sell in supermarkets that allows music. And
okay,
what do we know? What can we tell them about that? You wonder why your music is not being heard. Because of what you're putting, the language that you're putting in the music.
Well, okay, how do they find out? Nobody's getting through the door. They already know this. They make a choice.
Let me ask a question.
But when they watch these guys...
One at a time.
Okay, but when they watch these guys promote this music, and, I mean, they're making millions and millions with all these lyrics and the things that they say and do, and they go from the bottom to the top. So, quite naturally, they're going to embrace that way as well. Because
one Richard Pryor gets through the door. See, what you don't understand is that, okay, yes, it's wrong, but only one Richard Pryor got through that door and went on national television, and when he went on national, he changed his conversation. He didn't use the N-word. There were words he couldn't say. See, this is what you have to understand is that there's so many of them. They've been told, but they think they can do it their way. Okay.
Well,
the stigmatism's there. We're telling them that, but they got a choice. And, you know, if you you can tell somebody quit running your head into the wall, and they're going to stop when they get tired. So all we can say is this. Look, if you look at the money made and the averages and what have you, the stigmatism that, you know, with the explicit lyrics and, you know, and the pants sagging has gotten real old. Those that have been continuing to make money have pulled their pants up, are wearing dinner jackets and suits. You see them on television. You can start one way, but guess what? Okay.
All right.
The other side is where the money is.
You know we're getting ready to go to a break, Rado. So I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm just going to want to keep the time format. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Please call in at 213-559-2995 if you'd like to weigh in tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about what are the stigmatism associated with hip hop. And evidently we see it, and we'd like to get your opinion, your thoughts, and for you to
Okay, can I say one last thing?
And Rado, I want to say one last thing.
All right, even this show, just to show you how you can keep bumping your head in the wall, this show, we get submissions with explicit lyrics. Do we play them? Or do we erase it and that's it? So, okay, I said bumping your head in the wall. They're going to figure it out. And those that make it to a certain point, the door might say, well, you got to do it this way. We'll pay you X amount. And they'll do it the right way.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back. Charlie, I know, I'm going to say, Shabadoo,
yeah,
I know
damn
you want
you under the bus.
Something, so I'll be bringing you in a few minutes. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity, event planning and promoting, printing, graphic design, CD pressing and duplication, voice on home, radio commercial production, TV commercial production, video production, call conversion, contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic. I wanted to tell you guys, if you'd like to connect your music with us, go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. We'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to get in an interview, squeeze in, let people know about your story, hit us up at www.hiphopnational.com, and we'll gladly talk to you about it, and let's try to get the word out about your music. Anyway, tonight we're talking about what are the stigmas associated with hip-hop. And Shabadoo, you wanted to weigh in a few minutes ago, and I want to give you the line to open up with your thoughts, because she was saying something about the positive attributes, and I believe you were saying something there. So you have the floor.
Well, I want to address what the gentleman was speaking about when he referred to Richard Pryor having his X-rated albums, and then when he appeared on, like, the Johnny Carson show, he would clean up his act. He wouldn't use the N-word or what have you. What we're experiencing now is we're experiencing an imbalance. We certainly had your dirty work in those days, and, like, you had dirty work throughout the ages. But what's different today is that we don't have in place a self-censorship in any sort of way. Like, due to this, like, social networking, YouTube, what have you, Vimeo, whatever, there is this unfettered access. And this unfettered access is leading to and spreading this contagion of self-deprecation, loathing and all that kind of stuff, and for whatever reasons, like drugs, I can't explain it, is very popular as well. People like doing heroin or smoking methamphetamine, but we know that it's not healthy. It doesn't make for a healthy diet, but yet we still do it. There's a segment of our society that engages in it, and it seems to be growing out of control. Again, access is what's doing it, and we are not monitoring and being providing enough positive reinforcement that says, okay, when you do these things in a conscious way, and it can be clever, you can be dirty. But one thing about Richard was, opposed to like Dolomite, for instance, Richard was clever in his wording, a little bit more clever, dirty, rated X, mind you, but a little bit more clever than Dolomite was. And in terms of what rap and hip-hop culture is today is that, you know, especially with now the twerking and carrying on and children twerking in grocery stores and, you know, showing their naked behinds and getting a lot of views, and people are starting to associate views with acceptability. Like, oh, my God, he's got, you know, 10,000 hits. You know, people are viewing it. They love to see the naked behind of 10-year-olds shaking in grocery stores. But it doesn't make it any better. And that's leading to and reinforcing the stigmatism in our beloved culture. And I think that once we start to reflect on who we are and that our art should be a reflection of who we are and our core beliefs, then we're going to make for a better day. But as long as Hollywood is manipulating those strings, and that's where I'm going with this, is we're allowing for Hollywood to dictate who we are by giving more of a voice to the negative sides of hip-hop opposed to the positive sides. There's great people like Common, for instance, and other ones that say that espouse really great messages in their music. But we don't talk about it as much as let's say, some of the others. I don't want to call them out or anything, but there's some other ones out there that are not healthy. And again, we're talking about, I think there's an imbalance. What we want to avoid is finger pointing, saying, well, this group is bad, we're good, we're better than them because we have a higher ideal, which is our egos talking here. But what we really want our self-expression to be appreciated and to elevate our human experience. And that's, I think that we're all failing to do that on some level. And if we, by way of this conversation, by way of this programming, if we can continue to do that, I think we're going to start walking down a healthier path. I like to focus a lot on not what we what is bad about hip-hop. Let's talk about, shift the conversation a little bit about what's good about it and it's what's still very good about it. Sometimes the fools speak louder than the people who have a righteous message. But we don't talk about that as much, and we should. And if I could say, hey, you know what? I believe there's more good than bad. That's what I believe. I believe there's more good than there is bad.
I want to travel down that lane, what you're talking about. I agree. But I do want to touch bases on some of this negativity for a reason, because I'm going down a yellow brick road to speak on the conversation. Because I want to take y'all to something where this is taking us as a people. So I was just trying to get your point on it and get your clarity on it. Charlie B.
Well,
what are your thoughts, real quick? And then I got instance that I got more an example I want to show you, tell you guys that I read as I was researching this topic, and then I've got a few examples that I want to share with you. You now have the floor, Charlie B. What's your thoughts?
They pretty much summed it up. You know, it's all about doing, and you know, me as an artist, I'm trying to take things in that direction. I really don't know, you know, whether or not things are going to change. I'm hoping for the best, as the gentleman mentioned earlier, you know, and I was thinking just that. You have Common Sense,
right. You
have Mos Def, you have Talib Kweli, and they don't get the exposure that they should, I mean, with the messages that they put out there. I mean, Common is quite a political activist.
Yes.
He's a philanthropist. I mean, he does a lot for the community and gives back. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
those are the type of people that we need in our community, and
right.
those are the type of people that we need at the forefront of hip-hop, and that's where I stand on it.
I agree.
Yeah, weighing in with that gentleman just said, he's absolutely correct. Opposed to pointing towards the no, we need to turn the volume up on yes. Yes to good. Yes to healthiness. Yes to prosperity in our culture. If that's the goal, because I tell you, we could spend hours talking about the filth that's going on right now, and exchange all kind of war stories and compare, you know, scar tissue about
what can you do for the people who are hungering for this. What we got here, yeah, I like Comet, I love him, and a lot of other ones, you know, I love them, and I like what they promote and everything, but basically our society is they hunger for what we're talking about, the negativity, you know, the shaking, the disrespect of females. I mean, everything, that this is what they want to hear, so they're not calling out for Comet. They're not calling out for it.
You think they're hungry for it, or is it just that it's the snap food?
That's because that's what they've been saying. The reason why I say they hunger for it is because this is what they've been feeding off of. And they think that this is what it is. So this is what they...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Let me make a comment.
I wanted to ask that this young lady her name. What's your name again?
Oh, this is Butter.
Okay, Butter. You know, she just tapped into something that I realized is she asked a question. She said, you know, how do we give a voice to this? And I think we're doing it right now. It's happening right now in real time. We're on this program right now. And it shows me that goodness still exists, positivity
mm-hmm.
still exists, and is very powerful. And the way we change things and give voices to Comet is that the community, we need to rise and buy tickets. We need to show Hollywood that we accept and we want a balance. We need to buy more common tickets. We need to buy more common records. We need to support him in that way and artists like him so that we can show Hollywood, not through our voices but through our actions, that we that this is acceptable to us and that we're not saying that, you know, cutting edge or edgy kind of music or let's say, you know, some of the lyrics that points out some of the social discrepancies in our society aren't important, because they are, but it's in the manner in which they're being played, not in the imbalance in which they're being played, not so much the message itself. So in that way, Butter, I think you're right now. You're an advocate, and you have a very powerful voice, and I hear when you speak, I hear your passion and what you're saying. And right there, you know, you're doing it right there. And if it touches one or two voices, I think we're moving towards a positive outcome.
I agree with you.
Well, let me say this.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Because
you can't just like anybody named Butter, I tell you that right now.
I'm talking right now.
Okay.
Slow your roll. This is Raw Dog. You didn't did that twice. I'm counting. Now check.
Everybody likes Butter on their toes.
No, hey, I'm a lover boy in the future. I ain't been around this long not to be loved, but getting back to the subject.
Yeah, okay.
It's just, you know, everybody's got a magnifying glass right now. And, yes, you know, there's many sides to hip-hop. You know, I'm going to take you back to another point in time. Playboy magazines, player magazines. They used to always be behind the counter and said, hey, guess what? You got to be a certain age before you can purchase them. Well, you know, we still saw them when we were young teenagers, 13, 14, 15. Same thing with hip-hop. These guys are producing underground stuff at their house. Okay? So the whole point of it is that there's always been choices. But what we're forgetting is people grow up. Now, I still got my old Players magazine way back from the wind, because, you know, now they're a little bit more valuable because they got Pam Grier in it. You know, but think about it.
Hey,
I had
Jim Brown.
Hey, there you go. See, but now here we all grow up. And these artists and hip hop, if you look at it and you say, okay, Jay-Z, wow. He started in a little bit one way, and now he's grown up. He's got a child, and he's still doing hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, so what happens is that since you can produce these explicit lyrics at home in your own room, and if you got the right software and a little bit of equipment, you might have a product. Okay, you can't stop it, but they're going to grow up. And what we're understanding as the lessons that each one of us has spoke about that we learned and the mistakes that we made as we grew up, we can only as men at our ages right now sit back, just like the elders used to tell us, oh, I've done that, I've been there. You're not showing me nothing new. We need to speak out a little bit more. Just like this platform, it speaks out when on the submissions. You know, hey, we don't play explicit lyrics. We don't play anything that's going to have a negative point about killing and what have you.
Right.
Okay. There's a beginning somewhere. Now, there's a saturation these days of online venues that play that other music. So it makes it seem like it's a booming industry. But there's so much of it. It's oversaturated. They're going to bump their heads. All we got to do is tell them, are you ready at this point to be introduced to the world? Now, I'll give you an example. Psy from the Gangnam Style. He came over to America.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Korean? I don't know if he's Korean, but was that hip-hop in his language? And what did he make them do with his music if he didn't have a positive, motivating, uniting lyrics? He made them dance.
Mm-hmm.
Soulja Boy made them dance. Now, I haven't heard from Soulja Boy since he made them dance, but these young folks have to learn what is music all about. Is it now a diary of a day that I had the bad and I had the thoughts that I wanted to go upside somebody's head, or, hey, I wanted to act weird in a club, so this is my fantasy? Is this a diary, a book that they're writing, and do I have to buy into it to read it to understand that this has no value? See, this is the catch to a lot of things. You know, okay, yes, you know, we buy baseball rookie cards. Okay, yeah, we might buy a CD from an up-and-coming artist, and we may not be aware of what the lyrics are, but at least he's not robbing somebody.
Well, they are robbing.
So there's a marketplace. There's a marketplace for this young man that he's not pulling a gun and robbing you. Now, he might be talking about something you don't want to hear. Yes.
Yeah, but see, a lot of these things, the stuff that they're saying, they are, it is setting up in the minds and the spirit of these children. And they are robbing them.
Yeah,
and that, you know,
yeah,
I mean, to be truthful,
they were doing
the same thing
back
then.
If
it's
in the lyrics of how you just robbed somebody's house, raw dog.
It's gonna spread like a virus.
Yeah.
Robbery's not new.
You know what? Let me say something real quick
about a lot of things. We're not. The thing it is that we as a people are perpetuating it, and we keep telling our youth what we did and how we did it and how we got away with it. Don't get me wrong, the next generation's gonna follow.
I ain't heard
too.
No record saying nothing
but,
like that.
But let me go back to even some of the games. We have to understand that the things that our kids, the music, even to as far as the games, and I've seen even with the murder and the games, you know, with the shooting off the heads and the blood gushing out and all that, desensitizing our kids and raising murderers early. When they first started putting these games and stuff out, without a doubt, these things, the music, all of this stuff is robbing them. It is.
Well,
I wanted
to get to this, but one of our guests even dropped off. But I wanted to say this. And I definitely want to hit notes on it because this is something that I researched today. This guy wrote an article about an experiment that he tried. Okay, and within the experiment, and this has happened to me in the store too in real life. But in this case here, this is where I was going with this in the beginning. If hip-hop is about a culture, about expression, in the way we speak, in the way we dress, in fashion, in our clothes, this is where this guy's made a demonstration. He went into a store with a hoodie on, with his jeans on, his hood over his head. He went into a shopping mall, and as he get in it, security started to watch him. As he realized that security is watching him, he played along with it in the role. Then he went about walking around the store shopping as normal, but the stigma was because he looks like and dressed like that hip-hop artist that they talk about that has a chain around his neck and all of this stuff. The stigma was because he was now profiled as someone who was a threat. And then the dude turned around and he got tired of, he was tired of the anticipation of what this man was thinking. So he approached him and asked the security guard, "Why are you following me? Is it okay for me to shop in here?" He said, "Well, I'm following because, hey, you proposed to be a threat to our to the department store. We don't know what you're up to."
Right.
But, man, that's been going on through the history of department stores. They've been profiling people and following them through the store.
I mean, even before the hoodies we were profiled, I mean, just the fact of being black. And you know what I'm saying?
That's
so that's nothing new.
It was the fact
speak
of
on it. Speak
I
on it.
Agree.
I mean,
the fact of
we
black.
We
that
know that's
absolutely what you just said. What you said is true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the way we're dressing too, where our culture is being depicted from it. Now, tell me the truth now. You tell me the truth. If that black
guy
would have walked up
there. What culture is being depicted from it?
Wait, you tell me. If that black guy would have walked up in there with a tie on and what you call it, and he was shopping, would he have gotten the same reaction?
Yeah. In some cases,
yes, because it's always been that way. That's nothing new. But then I understand what you're saying.
No matter.
You know? The hood up, now that's a little weird. So
you can see from a person's perception of another person.
Hey, don't get me wrong. Trayvon Martin was killed on those same premises.
Mm-hmm.
That was a whole different thing.
But I don't
think his hoodie
I don't think his hoodie had anything to do with it.
No, that was something different. It wasn't. No. Don't
you know what I'm saying? I'm like saying they could have still that perception that person could have been in this store, whether that man came there with a hoodie. He just could have been targeting him. It didn't have, might not have to do with his clothes. But in some cases, we know people do.
Where it rains and it's cold in the wintertime. Hey, a hoodie up. That's just normal.
There are guys that was in suits and nice, fine cars and have been stopped by the cops, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it's just the way, sometimes just the fact of him possibly being black and whether he got a hoodie or a suit on, I mean.
Yeah.
This is true.
You know,
When you say it like that, you go back in history. And a black man was lynched just for being in the wrong part of the town.
Profiled. That I saw on Nickelodeon, I think it's Nickelodeon, Pairs of Kings, where I seen in the video, on the show, how they depict the rapper. And you see it on TV all the time. It's not just them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing how they see us as a rapper that we always got a hat on, and we got like 40, 50 chains on our neck, and that means you're a rapper.
Yeah, but the way they look at it is if you're
a
clown. And when
that's a character.
That's
if you could depict that picture. That's like painting a bullseye on your ass.
Yeah, but they still telling the story.
Yeah, see now,
well, see,
now I
well,
got
see,
a
that's the problem.
Son.
That's the problem. Where's the artist?
The
artist has to take that creative control.
Huh?
Right.
Well, when the artist gets tired of going to jail behind getting caught dirty, you know there's the phrase. You clean up your act or you run dirty.
But
and if you run dirty,
that,
expect what comes with that.
But they want to identify every black man or every black woman just because there are a lot of them that's parading themselves in that fashion. And everybody's like that. And that's what the sad thing of it is.
Like that, you're going to go down like that.
Right. No.
So, I mean, you know, Jay-Z, I saw he had a suit on. I saw him on the beach with
Beyonce
in the picture, and he had a shirt on, and he was just normal.
But
so,
there's
two sides of the coin. You have
it is, but sad, Rodolph? Let me tell you. They promote this, like I told young people about the gangster rap, you would say. They promote this stuff. And they promote this violence and all of this. But like I tell them, I said, and these men that's promoting this is laying back on their beaches and they possibly will live to raise their kids and their grandkids. But promote this poison to y'all, and y'all act it out. They're not doing that. They're not out there toting guns and killing. They're laying on their beach and enjoying their money that they're making off of y'all. And y'all out there with guns and wanting to shoot and act a fool because and disrespect your women because of this music, and they're married with children.
Well,
so
yeah,
they have to listen
but you know
to
what?
This.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. You remember the Superfly era?
Superfly what?
You remember when everybody went to see the movie Superfly?
Superfly. Mm-hmm.
And all
yeah.
of a sudden, and there were platform shoes and the big brims and what have you, and the cars
yeah.
looked like clown machines because yeah. they wanted to have that look. Well, okay, see, this is America. America, you know, there's going to be those fashion trends. Are they
yeah,
going
I mean,
to be the
what,
best profile to be wearing? No.
Well, fashion, I mean, it's always been fashion. I mean, you know, somebody...
Yeah, but see,
we
you were looked
it.
At in a different light,
yeah.
looking like a pimp back in Superfly days. Or the drug dealer. See, that was a profile. Everybody, you know, they put on, like I say, they put on those clothes.
But they were
and
wearing them clothes anyway,
happened.
Right off. But it was just the pimps were wearing the real loud stuff, the off-the-top stuff.
Okay,
just,
as a man,
know,
they had the real loud stuff. They were wearing it. You're talking about red bell-bottom
real,
pants
like
with red platform shoes. You can't get
yeah.
no louder than that. They
I mean, because they wanted
though.
To be single out who they, you know, they wanted to be seen. Just like with the rappers,
they
wear all the gold.
They were wannabes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah.
No, but listen to me. I was one of them. They,
mm-hmm.
We wanted to be. We wanted
right.
to be look in that light. The same way as these young hip-hop people. They want to be looked at in that light.
We know
and
that
they,
it's a repeat. Even though
yeah,
this is 2014, but it's still a repeat. It's a
okay,
different time,
a
different era.
You're a lady. Do you remember the females wearing hot pants?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, let me tell you about the hot pants. I didn't really care for hot pants, but wearing them. I wore them one time.
We know.
One time. No, I'm serious. I mean, the halter top and, I mean, almost like, yes. But I felt uncomfortable. I felt like I was naked and I you know.
Yeah, well,
I had to let that go.
They made women naked.
Because they
was
too
thing.
Hot.
Yeah. So, okay, so you remember that. Now they got,
yeah.
what, the booty shorts or whatever they got, the short, you know
yes.
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, see what I'm saying? In other words,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can't fault the fashion. We just don't like it. You know, it's not acceptable.
I won't fault it, but I'll tell you like this. When it comes to the stigmatism in which they're
mm-hmm.
creating, it's like to me, and I'm not faulting none of the fashion, all that stuff. What you're talking about, the stigmatism
yeah.
that's being created on hip-hop is
right.
hurting the genre of music. It's keeping, but it's what they promote.
On
a business level, brother. On a business
okay,
level.
Okay, but why are you saying it's hurting? See, the thing about it is that when
why
you
do
say,
I say
that.
Rodolph, negativity don't help anything.
That's right.
But listen to
don't
me.
Don't get me wrong.
You're not
negativity.
Talking about.
Negative,
those
negativity.
That are
you,
actually you're playing on the radio. When you, I don't know, your local radio
do,
down there,
they,
do they play negative music over the airway?
Say it again.
Oh, when you're in your car and you turn on your radio, your FM and what have you, and you're listening to the radio. Do they play that type of music over the radio down there?
One bad apple do spoil the whole bunch. Now you hear people say one bad apple don't, but it do. If it remains like it has, it will spoil a whole bunch, and that's without a doubt. Anytime that you put anything bad in something, and if you don't destroy it or find some way to get it out, it will spread and destroy, and that's just where it's at.
Okay.
I mean,
and, yeah.
And that's in anything.
It's not even so much in
And let it stay there for a minute. Everything in there is going to mold.
And that's
true.
Okay,
but can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
This is a real good question. Have you ever heard skinhead heavy metal?
Mm-hmm.
You've
yes,
heard
I have.
And
yes.
You've heard the,
yeah,
you've heard the explicit lyrics, am I correct?
Oh, I heard, yeah, I heard it all, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And what I'm saying is about...
And what I'm saying is that ain't no good either.
Okay, but listen to me. Listen to me. That's what I'm trying to tell you is that I don't know,
but you know
how
what?
That you're getting surrounded by a lot of the negative music, especially when it comes to trying to make money in this industry. See, I understand,
but you know
street corner hustlers that are selling their music. I understand swap meet where you can buy the music. I can understand the mom and pop show a store that they can take it to and maybe sell their music. Okay, that's free enterprise. We gotta call it like it is. The right of choices, even though the stigma, we know the industry isn't buying it, and if they keep going at it and developing their skills and their wisdom, they will flip that and come back correct, because that's the way they'll become irrelevant.
So you think they
industry.
Can return?
You can't take the
all
dirty
right,
words out of their mind. You can just only ask that when they submit something out here to the world to hear, for it to be clean, if they want to go that far. But you can't see, hey, you got to let those, you know, they say, hey, You let them lie where they want to lie. I mean, you can tell them, you can
uh-huh.
suggest to them, you can have a program that is showing others that you have a multitude of many artists that are trying to go mainstream and get a name. If they decide that hey, they want to forge their own way,
uh-huh.
we wish them Godspeed, but, hey, we also know that one day they're going to come up with two versions, one that I don't want to hear and one that I can listen to. The consumer's got a choice, and I can understand disliking. I can understand how the stigma and what have you is on hip-hop, but hip-hop is alive.
Yes,
you just got to
is.
Understand that, hey,
it
you
is.
Know what?
It is. It is. If I could chime in, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Ahead,
it definitely is.
And
you know how
they
always say a change.
But sometimes it's
good to have a change, but I don't mean always a change is good.
Choices.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
But,
you know, all changes
problem,
are not
the
good
problem
changes.
Is we as the artists,
mm-hmm.
we have to take back creative control. Once we gave it to Hollywood,
right.
and it saddens me to say that because that's what
mm-hmm.
everybody was working towards once everything changed and it became more commercial, you know, mid-'80s to early 90s. Once we gave Hollywood all of that control,
right,
everything
right.
went out the door.
That's right. I
it
agree.
Went out the door. We need to take our creative control back,
yeah.
take our publishing back, because that's a part of creative control. Okay. Once you relinquish all of that, relinquish all your rights to creative control, you are a slave to the labels.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And they dictate.
Mm-hmm.
They dictate your career. And we need to stand up. We need to stand up and become more independent, but in a positive way, not a negative way. Like Law Dog said, we don't need to be. Well, we shouldn't be putting out the negative music. We need to get back. We need to get back to the 80s, in my opinion. We need to get back
right.
to the 80s where it was more fun, it was more party,
I
you know.
I do. I want to say this because we missed our commercial point, but I'm not going to a commercial. I just want to let everybody know how they get involved with our music. www.hiphopnational.com. Please upload your music today. That's www.hiphopnational.com. I definitely wanted to touch bases on something before we run out of complete time. And as I was reading this topic tonight and checking out this topic, it said, and I want to ask you this question, do you guys believe that Macklemore is being used to paint the rest of hip-hop as uncivil? Because this guy wrote an article on it, and he makes a point. He does compliment Macklemore during the thing because he says Macklemore is just doing what he does. He's definitely he said he's definitely accredited to receive what he received. But the rest of the world is looking at Macklemore as being iconic to being the thing that hip hop should be, which Macklemore was not the first artist to actually bring in hip hop to a positive light, but they're giving him credit in an area where other artists is not doing, and comparing it in this article. I say in this article, comparing it in this article that is he may be what they're using, the rest of the world is painting as uncivil. And I'm going to propose that question. I'm sorry, off with you, Charlie B, being that I got your line already open.
I was just about to say something short and quick. I'm going to tell you what my interpretation of that is. They're setting up the stage for what they think is going to be the next Eminem. That's all I'm going to say on that. But he'll never be that. He'll never be Eminem. I respect Eminem because Eminem is political and he speaks his mind. And he's not really controlled. Though he was with Interscope and he was under Dr. Dre, they pretty much gave him freedom to speak and do so how he choose.
If that's what's wrong with what's going on now, it's this freedom to speak, not being controlled, not having no control. I used to say, you know, that saying when they used to say, ain't no shame in my game. Well, I always thought that that was a problem because when your game got shame in it, you need to have some shame with it. That's the problem. I think that's the big problem. I'm not saying that, you know, I know we have this right to speak, but when you're saying something and it's not really given back, then what are you really saying?
I see what you're saying, but I know what you're saying, but I don't like all of his stuff, but I like some of his more political songs. Let me rephrase that. I like some of his more political songs because I'm more a fan of Nas. I'm more a fan of KRS, Rakim.
Yeah,
I mean, I grew up off that era. You know, that's the era I grew up off, so I understand exactly where you're coming from. I still listen to them
because I really have a problem with it. What are you really giving? And I'm like saying you're expressing. I mean, a lot of times when you hear him talk, it's like all of this anger.
Yeah,
you know?
He's got
it's
personal
like all
issues.
This anger. You know,
that's part of the stigmatism is that we are an angry society.
And that's what you see. And you see our kids are embracing it. I mean, a rebel without a cause, like anger. They're mad for no reason. They don't even know why they got this chip because they have embraced it, this attitude, this hostility that they have seen. This is what they see. They
but,
see it in the music.
Okay,
they see it in the TV. No. And also they see it in the community because they have all embraced it. And they have ate away at this stuff like a mummies, like no mindset, just eating with no clue. And then when it gets into them, and it destroys them. So this stuff is affecting, whether people want to realize it or not, and we shake it off and say, well, they have a right, but it will. And then you wonder, when will it hit your door? When will it hit your child? When will your child start to feed off of some of this garbage and destroy them, their mind, their spirit? I mean, it's real.
Well, everything starts within the home.
You
know,
a lot of times it's sick. But you know what? Let me tell you something. According to the Word of God, it says, for every idle word, like these words that we speak, the negative stuff that we promote, it does. And a lot of times, you know, you want to put it in the home. And I'm not saying that it don't start in the home. I think that it should. But we all have a responsibility. We all do have a responsibility for what we say and the negative stuff that we feed, that we give out, whether we want to take it or not. And we will give an account for it.
I agree with you. I mean, that goes back to the old proverb, it takes a village to raise a child.
And I agree with it. You know why I agree with that? It's because what happens if you don't play a part in raising that village and you only singly raise your own, guarantee something in that village can destroy yours. So why not play a part in raising the whole village so that we all can play, so we all can be safe and give and instill in our kids the positive things so that they all can be safe. But if you just raise your own and not think about that village, then guarantee something in that village will devour yours or somebody else. So I always agree with raising the village is important.
Well, you know.
I mean, that's just, that's, I'm not saying,
but,
I'm just
but
saying
see,
that's
you know
what I feel.
You know what, you guys are all totally right. But there's a bigger picture to this that is out of control as far as our opinions and what have you, that he hasn't even flashed through your mind. Now, if you think, just like you said, you know, the young folks killing and what have you, walking around with their pants sagging and what have you, do you realize that this has been a recession, and that the situation started when brought in the breaking of homes and what have you? The young people now that are putting out this music and what have you, if you go back and you talk to them and you say, where's your father in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to find out a majority of them, he's over on the other side of town. And see, that's the heartbreaking thing about understanding why we're getting the music that we're getting. You know, I can remember when they had jobs for teenagers during the summertime,
mm-hmm.
that they would hire the youth. And so they would have a summer job. Have you looked at a pair, how much Nikes cost a pair? There's
ridiculous.
No job. You know, so what we've got is a bunch of idle hands and idle minds. And so what happens, they're having more time to do more locker room conversations. They're not sitting in the room with the elders and listening to different perspectives.
That's true.
And
nobody's
the
in the home, brother. There's nobody in the home. There's nobody in the home now.
So what's happened is that they've got computers.
That's true.
You guys,
they sure
you guys
do.
Don't understand where this is.
They
coming.
Got everything to entertain
this is
them.
This their hustle. This is their on-the-job training. This is where they found a market.
They need to get
you
out and get fresh air. That's why I'm
on these
from.
Young folks. You know what? They are doing it because guess what? Necessity
but who's
is
the blame?
The mother of
but who's
invention.
The blame? Because when it all boils down, it comes
track.
Right back to us.
Yeah, but see, no, but listen. It also mm-hmm. goes to America. There are no jobs for these young folks. They got dreams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you, it's a competition out here. You talk about
but
they're
you know
robbing
what?
And they're doing this and that and the other. Do you know how much an iPhone costs?
Some of them don't have dreams because they don't know if they
whoa,
don't know
whoa,
they can.
Whoa,
no,
whoa,
but
whoa,
listen,
whoa, whoa.
Some of them
don't
have dreams because they don't know that they can dream. Wait a minute,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no,
saying.
No, no, no. Listen to me. They just don't think that their dream will come true.
Right.
Despair.
They don't know that they can dream, and
they
so
do.
They know that. Because
babies
if they're in an
they
area
dream.
Where
dream.
Every all of the dreams are dominant.
You ever watch the baby and all of a sudden the baby start rocking and what have you and making noise and what have you? You wake it up and it has that scared look.
Mm-hmm.
Babies dream.
I know they do.
See, so when we talk about it, as they go down the street and they see this BMW and they see the loud music going on, they go, I need a job. I don't think I've ever heard a young person saying, I wish I had a job. I mean, they all have
that
thought that they want to buy
right.
something. They want something. PlayStation,
they want it fast.
Xbox,
no patience.
But they
iPhone.
Yeah.
But
they see it because
they
all they
cut
see
those
is
programs off.
Right.
You had Republicans in there before you had Obama. Let's
mm-hmm.
get it right. My mama cried when a Republican got into office. Yeah, I mean, watched the election. She started crying. I said, Mama, what's wrong?
Anytime you was a Democrat and a Republican got in there, it
everything
was, it, you would cry.
Everything is going to change. And damned if it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now what we have here is a young group of people that cannot get a job. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, hey, move to Washington State. Minimum wage, they just said $15 an hour. They passed that sucker. Okay? So if minimum wage is $15 an hour.
That's going to mean that it's going to be tougher to get a job.
That's right.
But listen to me. You never give up.
They're going to be hiring all their family members.
You never give up. You never give up. But you got to have a skill.
You don't give up, but I'm just saying.
But now think about it. All those underground rappers will be able to get a little bit more money on the corner for their CD.
I want to get this from you guys because we're getting ready to close out in 10 minutes. Okay? And we're getting ready to close out in 10 minutes. So I definitely want to get this from you guys. Across the board, yes, it's obvious that there are stigmatism. Stigmatism of misogyny, stigmatism of violence, gun violence. In fact, in one of the articles I read, the guy coined it as the three G's, the goons, the goals, and the goons, goals, and what was his other G? No, he said, and it kind of made sense to me the way he approached it, so I'm going to it right now. What I was saying is that we are getting the stigmatism. I want to know from you guys, what is it that we can do as a people to encourage our youth for better, upbeat, positive, uplifting music? And is uplifting music square? Is it just unacceptable? Is it taboo? Is it something that, why is it that the kids don't embrace that? I just want to know your thoughts and what could we do to make it better. I'm going to start off with you, Charlie B. You got the floor.
I mean, it's in the home. I don't have any kids yet, but, you know, it's in the home. And what I would do is I wouldn't permit my children to listen to certain things. I mean, we definitely have to guard what they're listening to, because music has some influence, though I don't agree with how the media, you know, portrays hip-hop as being influential to violence and everything, when you have Hollywood, which has been influential to violence for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Amen.
But, you know, it starts there, and it starts with things to do, like you said, Poetic, as far as, like, community, like the Y's, YMCA, need to push our kids in that direction. You know, they can see more positive things, more positive images. And, of course, there's the one that's a long shot, which we all wish would happen, more of us males sticking around in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we really need that. I mean, that right there, that's the major driving force. I mean, if we can, to me, in my opinion, if we can get those three things going, everything else will fall in line.
If you're just tuning in and you'd like to participate, please press the number one that allows us to know that you'd like to be a part of tonight's topic. Otherwise, we just go ahead around, you know, around the block with who we have on deck at the moment. I want to say, Twyla, what's your thoughts?
My thought, I'm kind of in agreement with what he just said. I think it starts in the home. It's important that you instill the positive things in your kids and make them aware of the choices that they make, the things that, you know, how important that they need to know what's going on out here, and to have some respect for themselves. And let them know that they, you know, that they can achieve what they want, you know, whatever they want, or at least fight for it. And, I mean, you know we need to do what the kids need to do. You need to tell them everything good. But I want to say something else before I move. Just like, what's his name? What's your name that just spoke before me?
Charlie B.
Charlie B.
Like you said about the men not being in the homes and the structure of a family. And I always think about the structure of family, where God has designed it. And every time that you come from around the realm of the way God has designed things, there are always going to be consequences and repercussions. And we're dealing with a society now that is so broken up. The homes are so broken up. And just like he was saying, you know, it would be nice that the men and the women would learn, you know, to raise their kids. But when you got that structure broken and it's still divided, then you automatically the kids become easy prey because there's nobody to instill, to raise them in an order that needs to be, because God has designed men and women to raise. And some of them become successful under one parent, but the odds become slim.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, guys, those three G's that I was talking about was the guns, the goons, and the gold. And that's how in this particular article that I picked up, this was another, I did about three or four articles today. In that particular article, it was depicting what he saw as the perception of a hip-hop artist. And and don't get me wrong, it was a black guy who wrote the article. But what he's saying is that that was the average person, how, from his eyes, that's how they see us.
Wow.
Not saying that, you know, he's right, but he has a point of one. That's what I'm saying as far as a stigmatism. As a
yeah.
people,
yeah.
what we're getting is, don't get me wrong, we need to encourage our kids in as much as we can in the most positive light, so that they would have, because we already got things standing against us, and many of you, us guys, concur across the board. That's just being black.
Yeah.
But when we added an attire where we can actually change attire at times for us to adjust to various different situations, life situations, so we can get that job. A lot of our kids today, they'll go on an interview all with their hand, their pants sagging, and say it's okay. Because this is what's accepted, and they think. Let's go ahead to this anonymous caller, 1111, 111, all over the board. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Hello?
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 I don't know if usually when you go to a caller, and the caller, you have given them the board to open up, and they go over and over saying that they really don't have any good intentions. So if that's not you, then just call back in, and then we'll acknowledge you. But we won't be acknowledging that tonight, because we're having us a show, and we're at the end of the night. Okay? Anybody, Raw Dog, what's your final thoughts of the evening, sir?
Well, you know, hey, you know, I've kind of studied this thing. I've kind of seen how it got to where we're at. And I guess that's because I read a lot. And I often wondered why the broken homes and all that. You know, there were laws when after the Depression in the 30s that they had AIDS-dependent children, and the mothers could get the money, but the fathers couldn't live with the mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, that brought a separation.
Yes, you're right.
You know, and, so the children were raised with dad out of the house. You remember Papa was a Rolling Stone?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So, all right, when we start.
Well,
Raw
Dog, they wasn't allowed to get any assistance if the man was in the house.
Exactly.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
No, but listen.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. No, I got a question for you. Papa was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. But when he died, all he left was a loan in money, or a loan as in lonely? I've always wanted to know.
Well, you know, I believe that the lyrics are L-O-N-E, and that was a loan. That's
alone.
It.
Okay.
Alone.
Okay,
alone. Yeah, just, you know, that. L-O-N-E.
There were good
men. But listen
men.
To me. Listen to me. So the history of America and how the money and the jobs and the economic circumstances to different races brought about how the children are to a degree today. You know, the thing about it is that we can't fault the children, but as elders, shows like this that discuss the two sides of it, you know, that tell them so that they can hear and get, and maybe if they hear, they'll look in the mirror and they'll say, ah, they're talking about me. But see, that child is going to grow up. We are the village. The village is telling the child now, hey, look, see, do you understand? What we put out here for the last hour and a half to explain where there is no explanation, to understand that we can see it one way, but they don't see it that way, to say, hey, they're going to grow up and they're either going to bump their head. Just like you said, the pants sagging and the job interview, didn't get the job. Or they're going to go in appropriately and get the job.
Right.
You're going to bump your head. You can only tell them. You know, that's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Prime example. So all we can do is stand for something like on this platform, discuss it like we do on this platform, and maybe from our mouth to their ears, we have touched someone out here. Now, you know it's music time, folks. And I love all of you. Charlie V, haven't heard from you in a while. But I love you, man. I appreciate you. You always come through with
the truth.
Hey, Raw Dog,
just to let you know, Raw Dog, I got to say this. That is not Charlie V. That is Charlie B. He's one of our new entries on the show.
Charlie B. Is he the one that I played that I liked?
Yeah, with that new song, Grown. It's Grown.
Grown Lounge.
Okay. Now, you know, I had to rebuild my music for the program, my computer. So, like, we've been a little stagnated. But we're going to throw you on. And hopefully it'll be on tomorrow's show so that you can be heard in the right light. But you know what? I appreciate it. You know,
I really appreciate the love.
I thought you were Charlie V, the other gentleman. But hey, I can always have a bigger fan.
Yeah, if you
Charlie
a few times
V.
I said Charlie V because you know, by
yeah. See, Poetic threw me out there like that. See,
yeah,
hey,
but no,
thank
I didn't
you,
mean
Poetic,
to call
for
him
clearing
Charlie.
That one up.
I that's why I wrote on the board Charlie B. So, but I because you know our association with Charlie V. That's why I wanted to correct you that was not Charlie V. Anyway,
and that
guys,
was a prime example, Charlie B., of, hey, you know, would you jump off the cliff if the guy in front of you jumped? I jumped after he did. So, okay. So there's a prime example. Let's teach these young folks. Be a leader, not a follower.
Amen.
Definitely.
All right. Now, Dr. A.P., run off. Take it away. Good night, guys.
Are you sure? Hey, God bless you guys. Good night.
All right, God bless. Take care.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T. Now let's get this party cracking. First up,
Dr. A.T. ER Crew.
Ooh, la, la, la.
Let's go, go, go. Step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's go, now they flow. It's two step doubles. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go with two step doubles, but I'ma take it slow. Now they flow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She don't rock big shoes, don't procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make the fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark color, cup is pink. Cuban link, she got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. See on the dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rains. there for me, and I'ma flow for you, so that's what we gon' do, so let's go. Steady flow, we can take it slow, so incredible. So I'm ready to go. Steady flow, two step double. I'm so out of control, like David Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you get loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Let it wiggle a little bit, then drop it low. I'm so super cool, got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Just do what it do, so I'ma do what I does. About to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love, some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur, I'm all extra. Come on, come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you. Two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you.
And the next song is going to be by Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 20 girls, seven whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they had all me, but they know they can't, so they call me hashtag player, hashtag player.
I got two up in NY, they both like to get high. One red bone, one chocolate, and both of them so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these schooling them sign up. Well-known player, they all spinning paper. I love them, they leave, I won't chase them. Replacing is easy, they say they need me. I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me.
They know they can't, so they call me.
And the next song is going to be by Neither, Most Hype.
Anuki Kadu, Shia Pafale, Hotel Zamal, Wawu Zamal Tech. As I stare upon the stars, I see the reflection is me. So that mean I'ma shine. No doubt about it. T-Virus ENT. Pain and struggle made the man you see. Kept it loyal with the wolves, so they ran with me. Great minds think alike, so they playing with me. Told God that I'm rewriting his plan for me. Most high intuition, reborn from days of old. Got rid of old cloth and put on grown man's clothes. Reminiscing the days I used to run up the block. Now I'm hitting up sand trying to run up some stock. 0.5 and 50, that's 25 apiece. Multiplied by 3, that's 50 more for me. Profit goes to investment, no time for second guessing. Trying to raise my money right now, it's an adolescent. With motivation in my eyes, drive under my skin, my influence to win. Reality in the cube, seated up on high. I wonder what happens when well runs
dry. Recognize I'm a soldier. You can see it in my eyes, yeah, it's over. It comes to no surprise, gonna keep it so real. I do it with so much pride, gotta do it for me. That's how I live my life. I do this for me. Don't care what people think.
My mind is overseas, body is in the ghetto, life is in my rhyme, soul is in my girl, my mistress, the world. She wrote me a letter, she loved me not, with a smile on her face while I'm rubbing the spot. She say, this must be life, this can't be love. I say, this must be real, so you know the deal. Tell the dealer, deal my hand, I'm trying to spread out. Gobble up every winning, I'm trying to cash out. Me and my comrades, living life to the fullest. They taking shots and I'm trying to bite the bullet. The black knit ski maneuver through blitz greed. Nineveh got facts and no police. Against all lies and even up for me. When well runs dry, I still be
getting cheese. Recognize I'm a soldier. You can see it in my eyes. Yeah, it's over. It comes to no surprise. I'm gonna keep it so real. I do it so much pride, gotta do it for me. That's how I live my life. I do this for me. Don't care what people think.
And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money.
Right, we've been through too much struggle. It's time we see the light. Gotta keep
to fight. They trying to take me out. They ain't trying to see me shine. But I fight for what's mine.
Next on deck is Mr. Westside, World Rock.
You know the call is the World Rock. We gon' make the World Rock. So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't pay, yeah. We gon' call this the World Rock. We gon' make the World Rock. So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't pay, yeah.
It's the world premiere, plus world news. It's a new world order, are you confused? Mind abuse, slant your views. Mind control, stirring your paradigms. Too much Fox News, bored misused. Trying to make a black man lose, or any man for that matter. Remotely controlled, brain frequencies all scattered. By all sorts of things, but we all know it ain't over to the facts, lady team. Gotta watch what you watch on TV, plus your kid. It all works subliminally, somewhere in the back of your brain. You picking up these insane messages, and the message is, the truth is, on me, they want you to be a zombie. Living your life till they beat like 50, all alone, got your head way empty.
What's going on up there, what's going on up there?
All alone, got your head way empty.
We gon' call this the World Rock, we gon' make the World Rock. So get your hands in the air, yeah, wave them like you just don't pay, yeah. We gon' call this the World Rock. We gon' make the world rock, rock, rock. So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't care, yeah.
I say this to every single country. They have a movie coming out, World War Z. It seemed to me that they said he tried.
trying to get us ready for a bloodbath. Do the math, 1 + 1 = 2. But these fools doing calculus. We gotta get a little sharper with our mathematics. Not a matter of if, but when they start static. Who is they? Interesting question. Do your research and learn a lesson and get a blessing. I'm confessing that the country up to something and it ain't good. Could I, would I, should I stop telling people that my country is a bullseye? No, it ain't happening. Rather me rap about some bullshit rap. Hey,
we gon' call this the world rock. We gon' make the world rock, rock, rock. So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't pay, yeah. We gon' call this the world rock, rock, rock. We gon' make the world rock, rock, rock. So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't pay, yeah.
Public enemy number one. And the war ain't even begun yet. I bet the radio never played this song. It makes sense, they've been part of what's wrong. Control the wave, dumb down the art. Then you have to sell your soul to be a part. No thanks, I'll be a part of putting you on blast. You stick your itch in the next man's ass. Cash moves everything around you. Jay got the money. Dollar dollar bill, y'all. Can you feel what I feel, y'all? Overstand, it's the real deal, y'all. Stand tall on your beliefs. The research, let them know that God come first. Some is cursed, so you gotta watch them while Big Brother watch you. It's the world rock.
We gon' call this the world rock.
Rock, rock.
We gon' make the world rock.
Rock, rock.
So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't care, yeah. We gon' call this the world rock. We gon' make the world rock,
rock, rock.
So get your hands in the air, yeah. Wave them like you just don't care, yeah.
Next on deck, same OG, I wanna know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream of,
Roscoe Fettuccine.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Roscoe.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo, let's go.
Dream of girl, you'll see. Anything you need will always be.
This is Raw Dog. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to a new song by G-Squad called Marching. I'm so proud of these young men. They've come a long way. And here it comes. Marching by G-Squad.
Here we be marching with our song. Song we'll be singing in the east. Song we'll be gathering with the west. Song we'll be shouting with the north.
Let's stop the violence. Don't go fight them AKs.